Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While drug-related violence remains a persistent problem in the United States, it pales in comparison to the recent violence experienced by Mexico's border towns. Ricardo Ainsley, professor of educational psychology at the University of Texas at Austin, explores the root causes and explains how the Mexican government hopes to curb the violence.
In 2008, a clash between two powerful Mexican drug cartels turned the city of Juarez, across the border from El Paso, Texas, into one of the most violent cities in the world. Since January 2008, more than 11,000 people have been killed in Juarez, a figure that exceeds the combined American losses over the course of 10 years of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The bulk of the violence is centered on turf battles between cartel-affiliated street gangs. These gangs are the worker bees of the cartels, but much of their focus is on the local retail drug markets rather than the transnational drug trade. Poverty and the absence of educational opportunities have been the incubators for the Juarez violence. Most of the victims are men between the ages of 15 and 24 from poor neighborhoods where there are few services and few schools. In the spring of 2010, the Mexican government launched the program We Are All Juarez, an unprecedented $240 million effort to repair the city's long-neglected social fabric. Education was one of the program's key elements. It included building new schools, implementing safe schools programs, teacher training, and after-school programs, all targeting the neighborhoods and the demographic most implicated in the violence. In 2012, violence in Juarez dropped to its lowest point since the start of the drug war. The explanations for this drop are varied. My research involves mapping out the impact of the education-related social fabric interventions in order to understand how they may have played a part in reducing violence in Juarez.
That was Ricardo Ainsley of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.